Research from health and medical research institutes shows Australian kids spend more time indoors on digital devices than they do playing outdoors, with a quarter of them considered overweight. The Heart Foundation is calling on schools to help improve kids' physical fitness in its Jump Rope for Heart program, and is supporting a new study which aims to understand if staying fit in adolescence decreases the risk of heart disease in adulthood. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke with Elizabeth Kalia, the head of physical activity from the Heart Foundation, on the importance of physical education, particularly for children, to live a heart-healthy life.
So the Jump Rope for Heart program is a primary school skipping challenge that turns our kids into heart heroes. They're everyday superheroes who are leading the way in the fight against heart disease. So they're participating in a school-based physical activity program that involves fantastic skipping skills and skipping challenges. And as well as moving and having more fun, heart heroes are also raising funds for life-saving research. And this has the power to save Aussie hearts. So in 1983, it kicked off with the support from the Australian Council for Health and Physical Education and Recreation, so ASHFA, and we launched that program, and by 1984 we had all states and territories participating in schools. So since then we've had over 90% of schools across Australia skipping in their school time, and over 10 million kids have participated in that time.
So how are kids spending their time these days?
So we know that only a quarter of our Aussie kids between the age of 5 and 14 are participating in the recommended physical activity that they should be doing each day from our Australian guidelines for physical activity. They should be achieving 60 minutes each day, and only 1 out of 4 is doing that. But most of our kids are spending a lot more time lying down or sitting with their digital devices than what they're actually doing playing outside. So they're spending a lot of time on, you know, game controls and tablets and iPads in recreational screen time. And it's something that we really want to limit and try and limit to be less than 2 hours each day.
So does staying fit in childhood reduce the risk of heart disease in adulthood?
Yes, we know that physical activity is really important for our heart health, for the lifespan. So we know that kids who are active and maintain their activity through adolescence are more likely to be active adults. Now, we have a brilliant researcher from Tasmania named Dr. Brooklyn Fraser, and she's from the University of Tasmania's Menzies Institute for Medical Research. And she's looking at the long-term benefits of heart health, of greater childhood fitness. And she's investigating ways for parents and teachers to identify those at-risk children. For this, Dr. Fraser's research may help schools to implement fitness programs with the view to help students to avoid heart disease later in life.
What are new aspects of our understanding on the importance of physical education in 2023 when we compare it back to 1983?
Look, when we compare it back to 1983, we know that our children are less active now than what they were back in 1983. The Australian Physical Activity Report card shows that we've got a minus D overall for our physical activity in kids. But remember, when we talk about physical activity, we're talking about play-based activity, and we're talking about active transport to school, so riding a bike or walking to school. And overall, our kids are not doing as much as what they should be in active transport, overall physical activity, play and physical fitness. So our kids need to be doing more, and we need more happening across the board at schools, government level, not-for-profits, and there's a great collective of people who are doing research and interventions to try and get this work happening. Heart Foundation has the Active Australia Innovation Challenge as well to try and reach more people across the country with our grant to help them get more kids and more adults active with the Innovation Challenge as well. Skipping is a fantastic way for kids to be involved, to meet their physical activity guidelines each day. And the Heart Foundation Skipping Program is fantastic for teachers because it has curriculum-based resources to help guide their learning and their daily education to learn about heart health and healthy habits for long-term health.
That was Elizabeth Kalia, the Heart Foundation's Head of Physical Activity, ending the report from The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.